for toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Australia's first choice in forklifts.
Macquarie National News at 7. Good morning, I'm Gemma Bath. An American teenager has been found guilty of murdering Australian Chris Lane and sentenced to life in prison without parole. The baseball player, originally from Melbourne, was out jogging when he was shot in the back in 2013. The jury took a little over an hour to find 17-year-old Chancey Luna guilty after a four-day trial. A man renovating a house near the New South Wales and Victorian border has gone missing. 59-year-old Charles Joseph was fixing up a property in Wodonga on Wednesday, but hasn't been seen since. Sonia Roberts from police headquarters says his wife was the last one to see him.
She's located the house and the car keys inside, and she found his wallet. He doesn't carry a mobile phone with him. We are concerned for Mr. Joseph's welfare, as he hasn't contacted family or friends.
A young man has been shot by police in Gosford. The 20-year-old allegedly confronted officers after midnight in a car park on Watts Street before they opened fire. He was taken to hospital in a critical condition. An investigation is underway. One of Sydney's leading homeless services is concerned about the high number of war veterans who need help. Natalie Peters reports.
On any given night in the middle of the city, hundreds of people without a place to call home line up to receive a hot meal from the Exodus Foundation. The charity says up to 10% of guests at the free food van have served in the Middle East. The head of the charity, Reverend Bill Cruz, says he's seen many servicemen and women suffering post-traumatic stress disorder turn to alcohol to self-medicate.
And then everything starts to fall to pieces and they end up sleeping in the park.
Reverend Cruz says governments and organisations are getting better at providing services, but his experience shows it's not enough. Natalie Peters, Macquarie National News.
Drivers could soon be paying tolls in both directions on the Sydney Harbour Bridge and in the tunnel, the WestConnex, and preparations for a third harbour crossing are prompting authorities to examine ways to change tolls on existing roads. The Herald reports there are concerns there'll be traffic distortions if tolls aren't uniform in both directions. Motorists are being urged to hold off filling up if they can, as petrol prices are tipped to fall next week. The average prices of unleaded across Sydney this weekend is 133 cents a litre. The NRMA's Lisa Cable says that's at the top of the price cycle.
Not looking at petrol prices coming down until the end of next week. So when that happens, it will be by about 10 to 15 cents per litre on average.
Briefly, a national study has found private primary schools might be a status symbol, but they don't add up to a better education. And Islamic State mastermind and former Saddam Hussein aide has reportedly been killed by Iraqi forces. In finance, the Dow Jones down 279, the Nasdaq down 75.
Sport for Builders Field Direct.
Brisbane's five-match winning streak has been brought to an end by St George Illawarra. The 12-10 victory put the Dragons in level with the Broncos at the top of the NRL ladder. Red V coach Paul McGregor says it was a sloppy match, but they're happy with the win.
Character the boys showed was outstanding. Pretty proud of them, considering we didn't have the first time we touched the ball. And over the halfway, it was 15 minutes to go.
Manly's woes continue after their 28-16 loss to Canterbury. Today, matches see the Roosters take on Melbourne, North Queensland battle the Warriors, and the Gold Coast play Penrith. Sydney FC captain Alex Brosk has scored two goals in their thrilling 4-3 A-League win over Newcastle. The win keeps the Sky Blues' hopes of playing in the grand final alive. Despite losing, Newcastle coach Phil Stummons is impressed with their efforts.
Most importantly, we tried to create opportunities, Barry, and I think that was witnessed again today. We had a magnificent opening to the game, certainly the first 20 minutes. We got ourselves a good goal.
Wellington toppled the Central Coast 3-2 in the other match. The Swans will battle the GWS Giants in their Sydney AFL derby. Last night, St Kilda was crushed 74 points in their match with Collingwood. The Waratahs will face a loud crowd when they take on the Hurricanes in the Super Rugby match in New Zealand. And 11-time world surfing champion Kelly Slater has scored a perfect 10 in the Margaret River Pro. It's 7:04. This is Macquarie National News.
Today's sports report brought to you by Builders Steel Direct, the lintel specialist. Best lintels, T-bars and arch bars at best prices. BuildersSteelDirect.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Partly cloudy, high chance of rain late this afternoon and evening. Possible thunderstorms, tops of 27 degrees on the coast, 28 in the west. High chance of showers tomorrow, showers Monday and for the rest of the week. Right now in the city, it's 20 degrees, humidity at 95%. It's 18 at Penrith and Richmond.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by TAB's Cash Out, which now allows you to eject early on your multi. Find out more at tab.com.au or on your mobile. On Sky Sports Radio, it's time to take you to the tracks of New South Wales and around Australia.
Criterion's burst away in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. It's all over. What an emphatic victory in the $4 million feature.
For the latest from trainers, jockeys and those in the know, here's Andrew Bensley with Racing HQ Saturday.
Yes, good morning, everybody. For those joining us, it's Schweppes All Eight Stakes Day at Randwick today, Saturday, April 18. We've got a bit of high cloud around. Track at Randwick has been deemed a soft six this morning. A little bit of rain yesterday and a heavy dew, particularly this morning. They've marked it a soft six. Penetrometer is 5.61, and we've got 27 degrees on the way. They're saying off the forecast the late rain is meant to be around 6 o'clock. Let's hope that's the case. But conditions will warm up. 27 degrees on the way. Kembla, they copped 20 millimetres of rain yesterday. Track is just into the heavy 8. The rail at 3 metres. Caulfield, they got 5 mil in the last 24 hours, but it's going to be a fine day in Melbourne. The track is a good 3, the penetrometer 5.23. Doomben, it's a soft 5. They copped 3 millimetres of rain overnight, but it's going to be a clear day there, a soft 5. And Morfordville, we'll bring you the latest shortly. We're just waiting for that information to be updated, given the half an hour back. So as soon as we get that for not a bad day's racing in Adelaide, we'll bring it to you. But all eyes are on Randwick, and we welcome in Ron Duffersey. Morning, Ron.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Really looking forward to today. It's a great end to the carnival. The All Age Stakes is an absolute ripper. I think we'll be racing on a good track after a race or two. I'm confident about that. And no rain until after the last. All good news.
Yeah, let's hope that's the case with that forecast. Mike Fraser on fire with Otto Man last week. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. Yeah, nice to be here. It is a very competitive meeting here today. I thought there was several races with plenty of value in. Of course, we've got this 8-metre rail. I had a walk on Thursday and I went for another walk on the track yesterday morning around about 10 o'clock. I think we'd had most of our rain by then. It was a genuine soft six for sure and certain yesterday. How much it's dried out, I'm not really sure, but I would say it's still going to be in the dead range when you get out to the centre of the track. And unfortunately, I do think that the fence is going to be a little bit firmer in the early races for sure and certain. If they cut it up a bit, I'm not really sure, but initially the firmer surface is on the inside.
Okay, that's good information. Now we've got five earlies at this stage. Race one, number five, Road to Summer. Race 1, number 5. Race 2, number 3, Farolitos. And 10, Miss Interiors. 3 and 10 are out of the second. And then we go to the last. Race 8, number 9, Snippets Land. And 13, Goldstone. 9 and 13. So we've got a soft 6, a Penno of 5.61. And 5 earlies for the program today at Randwick. I just want to give you that information. Not a bad day in Adelaide. They've now called it a soft 6. Is that current information? I'm just getting an update. Yes, it is. So a soft 6 in Adelaide and a penetrometer of 5.94. They got rain on Wednesday, Thursday, but only 0.6 of a millimetre in the last 24 hours. Righto, Ron and Mike, let's get going with our interviews. Watched a replay of Autumn Live this morning. He was on fire. T. Berry there with Richard and the crew on Tuesday. Morning to you, Tommy.
How are you, Andrew?
Very well. Took the baby on TV for the first time, mate. Seemed to cope with it pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's all everyone wants to know about. Now I'm in the background.
That's not a bad thing, as long as you're in the background when you need to change a nappy, mate.
Yeah, Sean's forgotten about me as well, so I'll have to find attention elsewhere.
No, that's good. Looking forward to today. Some really good rides, the last official day of the carnival.
Yeah, no, look, it's been an amazing carnival. I think, Racing New South Wales has done an amazing job with the championships and the country and provincial championships that have also been brought in, have been a great new addition. And I can really see the Autumn Carnival starting to compete with the spring carnival and, you know, hopefully even maybe getting better than it.
Yep.
Tommy, Team Hawks have embraced you the last month or so. What's your association there? Are you taking most of their rides, obviously?
Yeah, I'm just getting opportunities from them, Ron. They've really, you know, thrown a lot my way since James has joined Godolphin, and you know, the more I've ridden for him, the more I've had a bit of success along the way. Especially Chautauqua was a massive help there. But no, I enjoy riding for them. They're just one of the many stables I ride for, and I'm getting a lot of rides from them, so I'm very pleased to be getting that.
Okay, so you're not a stable rider; you're just still a freelance jockey.
Oh, very much a freelance jockey. Yes, definitely. I'm riding a lot for Mr. Waller and still plenty for Gay as well, which I still ride out at Randwick for Gay 4 days a week. So, yeah, definitely not a stable rider for anyone.
You start today with Phil Marshall for Chris Waller. He's a horse that's hard to follow, but, look, he has enough ability on his day.
He does, exactly. He's got the ability. He's drawn a little bit awkward, and he does get back. So it's going to be interesting to see how the track plays today with the rail out so far. But, you know, as you said, on his day, he has got ability, and it's a very even race. Take away the favourite, there's not much between a lot of them.
Race two, Winetails. She looks well placed here.
She does. She's back down in grade a little bit. Obviously, a lot of the horses that she's been going around up against have gone on towards the Oaks and back into the paddock now. So this looks like the right sort of race for her. Hopefully, I can settle it about midfield. There looks a bit of pace in the race with the top three in. But, you know, she's done nothing wrong so far, and she'll definitely stay the trip, and hopefully it's not too wet for her.
You've had a little bit to do with Nancy. She continues to improve and could measure up here.
Yeah, definitely. Look, she's going to be a lot better next preparation. It might come a little bit too quick for her, but she's done nothing wrong so far. She's got a few little quirks about her. We saw her miss the kick last start and do all the work to win at Warwick Farm, where no horses were coming from behind on the day, so that was pretty impressive on that occasion. But she's drawn nine again, so she'll probably get back a little bit, but there looks to be a nice bit of pace in the race, and she's on the limit weight, and I think Randwick will really suit her that long straight. We can ride her very patient and let her have the last crack at them.
Race four, the Champagne Stakes, the Barrister, a nice pick-up, a last start winner.
Yeah, I think the horse will handle the back-up. I've seen him during the week at Randwick. He looks in great order. He ticks a lot of boxes, and he's been on the wet track. He really enjoyed that. It was 1500 last start, so the mile shouldn't pose a problem. He was very strong through the line, and he's going to be an on-speed runner. So, look, I think Odyssey Moon is the one to beat. I know the favourite of Moody's, that's all the rage, but she looked like she kind of peaked at the 100 for me the other day, so her running the 1600 out I think might be a problem. But it's going to be an interesting race. There's a few different form races, but as I said, my horse, he's fit, he's ready to go, and we know he'll handle the track.
Lee Baz, race five. What's the secret to this horse? Do you let him roll along, or do you try and settle him? He's a tricky one.
Yeah, well, I think his best wins have been when he's rolled along. Ron, he's one of those horses you just don't fight. You know, if he wants to roll along, just got to go with him. If he wants to relax, you just let him relax. He's not one that you can try and pull or push around too much. He's a big, strong boy, and you know, I think the 2000's going to be spot on for him today. You know, he's placed second behind Stream in a Doomben Cup over 2000, so it does look to be his pet distance, and he's drawn a good barrier. He looks like he'll get a nice run up on the pace, and this is the day where he's got to tell you he's come back or not.
Race six, the all-aged Chautauqua. What's the plan here from barrier one? A little bit tricky.
Yeah, I won't go out there with too many plans. I think just having him in his comfort zone, he's another one. You can't really push to hold too much of a position, because we've seen him over race in mid-race in a few of his races, so you've kind of just got to let him be where he's happy. I'm hoping to be midfield. There looks to be a little bit of pace that's drawn out wide that will go press forward. And then you've got the horses like Scissor Kick and Shooting to Win that will push up to hold their spot inside the pace out wide. So, look, he'll probably be three pairs back, four pairs back, hopefully at worst, and we've just got to ride for a little bit of luck you know, I hope he gets it on the day. And if he does, I think he's the best horse in the race. He's got the best turn of foot, and I don't think the 1400 will pose a problem at all.
Race seven, our boy Malachi. First race ride on him. He looks the complete racehorse.
Yeah, I've ridden him in a fair bit of his work and a couple of jump outs in a trial now, and he's he's one of them horses. You fall in love with him because he wants to please you. He's a big, strong animal, and he doesn't just want to win his races. He wants to win his gallops. He wants to win his jump outs, trials. It doesn't matter what he's in. He's just a winner, and that's what I really like about him. I loved his run last preparation in Sydney. He's big. He's strong. He can do a bit of work early, sit on top of the pace, and he's got a good turn of foot at the end of it. So. Barry 11 is not going to pose a problem to him. I guess Rain of Fear and Craftiness will be right up there, and we'll be in the first three, and he'll be very hard to beat.
He looks a horse you could just, you know, like you say, he's push button. You could make a couple of runs, and he'd do a bit of work, then settle him, and then make another move. He's a real gentleman, isn't he?
He is. He reminds me, forget about the class. I know Abel Friend's, he's a freak, but he's very similar to Abel Friend in the way he can relax. You can pull him out at, you know, the 600 and just sit there on him and then wait to make your run. He's just a very push button. He's a big, strong chestnut boy, and he'll show you how good he is today.
And you finished with Loahu. He battled on okay last time at Rosehill.
Yeah, he did. I think the inside barrier is going to be a massive advantage to him. He had to do a fair bit of work to get across the other day, but he is an on-pace runner. There does look to be a bit of pace in the race with Ecuador and Strawberry Boy that will push forward, but look, he'll be there. He's got 54 kilos on his back. The 1400 is obviously not a problem for him. And if it is an on-pace day, which you will know by the last race, if it's on-pace, you definitely want to be on him.
Well, it looks a nice book of rides. Hopefully he can come home with a winner or two.
Yeah, definitely. I think our boy Malachi's, he's definitely he's in the right sort of race today that he can go on and win, and hopefully we can get some luck on Chautauqua.
Good luck to you, Tommy. Hope it ends up that way, mate.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
good on you, Tommy. Good on you, mate. Tommy Berry running through his rides. What about this all-age, Mike? The class. We've spoken about all the individual Group 1 winners we saw it the other night on Formline, and we've spoken about it here. It's just one hell of a race to finish the carnival.
Oh, it certainly is. Really looking forward to it, you know. And the thing you have to sort of weigh up a little bit here is you've got horses like Chautauqua and Terra Vista. They're getting to a distance which, you know, at the end of the day is not their perfect trip. I think they're both better at 1200 myself. I'm not saying they can't run it, but it just adds another dimension to the to the race. And of course you've got Wangina and the other 3-year-old shooting to win, and Paul Massaro's colt Scissor Kick. So yeah, all goes well for a fantastic contest.
Yeah, we'll talk lots about it right through the morning here on Sky Sports Radio. Gary Moore has been targeting the champagne with Takedown for a good while. He's with us this morning. Morning, Gary.
Morning, gentlemen.
You've been looking at this race seriously for a good long time, and I think, like few trainers, you were relieved in a way that Pride of Dubai went for a spell.
Oh, definitely. I mean, now we're in with a very, very good chance. Horse as well. Stayed up overnight. His temperature's perfect, and he looked good on the track this morning when he was trotting.
Gary, he looks a horse to have just such a great attitude, just watching him walk around the yard. He's a big, loose, laid-back, nothing phases him. What's he like at home? The same sort of situation?
Definitely, Ronnie. Very much the same. He's got, you know, he's a very relaxed horse. Nothing worries him. Just comes out and does his job of a morning. And a pleasure to train, and very lucky to have him in my first 8 months back in Australia.
I suppose you're happy with the rain stayed away overnight. I think just a dead track's perfect for him.
Yeah, well, I have galloped him on heavy ground at Rosehill, anticipating that we could be fronted with a rain-affected surface, and I'm quite confident that he'll go through it, Rob.
Okay. Going, if you say he gets through today, okay, is there any other options for him, or do you put him away for the spring?
That's a very good question. I discussed that with Anthony Thompson last night. If he wins today, the plan will be to try and put him as the number 1 2-year-old in Australia, sort of past Vancouver. But okay. If he goes to the SARS in Brisbane and wins that, I mean, he's won, what, 5 straight?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's a bit underrated, isn't he, Ron? I reckon
He's just snuck up on us. We all look at his first start and you think, oh, he's got better Kembla Grange, but that's obviously it was a very heavy track and Exosphere won that race. But since then, he's just amazed everyone. Oh, look, he's interest. If he does win today, he will create a bit of interest, put it that way.
Yeah, and Gary, to get a horse like this, it's been well documented how you ended up with the horse, but to get a horse like this so quickly on your return into feature races, it must just help your business.
Oh, definitely. It's been a very great point for our yard, and I mean, if we're lucky enough to win a Group 1 in our first 8 months, I mean, that'll just show everybody that we're running a pretty good operation.
Yeah. How many you got in work out there at Rosehill, Gary?
We're not full, Ron. We're about 25 at the moment. We've had, you know, horses coming in and out. But hopefully we can capitalise on that after today.
Okay, and you've settled back into Sydney life and the facilities are okay out there at Rosehill?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we've trained 20-plus winners. That's not too bad off a string of, you know, range 16 to 20 horses, which we started with. So, I mean, you've got to be very happy with that first season performance.
Yeah, yep, for sure. Good luck.
Good luck to you, Gary.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, mate. Gary Moore, trainer of Takedown. The Albury Cup winner, Corkum, has come out of race five. Race five, number seven, is an extra. We're up to six earlies on a soft six at Randwick. Gay Waterhouse is online to join us. Ron, good morning to you, Gay.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm ready to rock and roll. The final day of the AJC championships.
Yeah, no, it's a terrific day, and I can't wait for the all-aged. I can't wait to see Wodgener again.
Really good colt, this really top-class colt. And you only have to look at the form out of that Melbourne Guineas. Mm. You know, the horse won the Doncaster. You know, this is a really serious colt. And these three-year-olds have great chances in these weight range races.
How's he returned and freshened up, though, Gay?
Well, he's been impressive. He didn't like the trial the other day, Ronnie. He didn't like the greasy sort of conditions of the track there, and he didn't stride out quite what we've seen in Melbourne. But I can't fault his work. I think it's been absolutely top class, and he's got the right mental attitude going into this race.
Okay, and we should have a drying track out there today. It won't be too bad.
No, I think so. I think everything's to suit him. I like these colts when they're on the rise, you know, horses on the rise, and that's exactly what Wodgener is.
Okay, will you put him out for the spring, or do you? Is there a race in Brisbane?
I wouldn't run. If it was mine, I would either, you know, he's not my horse. I'm only the custodian over as the trainer. But I'd take him to either Royal Ascot or I'd take him to Queensland. I'd take him to Queensland and then Royal Ascot. That's what I would do.
Okay. King Kobe, a race one. How's he returned?
Very, very good. And I thought this was the most winnable race for him.
Gay, I'm terribly sorry. We had some, I don't know where it's come from, but we had some terrible interference there, and our apologies to the listening audience. I think we were all receiving it. We've thankfully got rid of it. So, Gay, if we can just go, Ron, if you can ask that question again.
Oh, we'll just start on King Cobia again. Gay, how's he freshened up? How's he returned?
In the kitchen with the dishes.
No. I don't know. I don't think it was you, Gay, but I really don't know.
No. Look, very, very happy with King Cobia. He's one of the war horses of Tullock Lodge, Ron. He's durable, he's tough, and he's going very nicely. I thought that Ty could easily do him to a win. I mean, Ty was very impressive riding the winner last Saturday of the Group 1, wasn't he?
He certainly was. Another Al, a strong Gosford win last time.
Yes, look, it's a bit far cry, isn't it, from Gosford to Royal Randwick. But I just think he's a horse on the make. He's by my very favourite sire, Al Malad. He's got a lovely disposition. Blake's riding him, who's riding in superb form. And I just thought it was quite a winnable race.
Drier track should be okay for Nayeli today.
Well, you think so? Look, she looks a picture. Greg and his wife and son, Alex, called at Tullock Lodge yesterday, and the filly came out, and it's interesting when you see them standing in the yard, you know, without the other horses there, and she really looks a picture. I've also got Zapara. And I'm just off the phone to young Richard Kelly and said to him that I thought the filly was well. Probably done a pretty good job this preparation, hasn't she?
She has. Street Rapper in the Champagne, I like him today. I think 1600 at home just looks ideal for him in the Amanpour colours.
You're on the ball there, Ron. I can tell you, I've liked this two-year-old ever since he walked into Tullock Lodge. I've never had any other except but respect for him. I think this is his race. I think he's my best bet of the day. I love that he's got barrier two. He can be on the speed. He can be just behind the leader. He's a very, very nice horse.
Mm. You finish with Ecuador and Riker. How's Ecuador's had over a year off? What can we expect from him today?
Always hard horses having long let-ups to win first up. But he's training very well. I've given him a number of trials to get his fitness level there. He's pleasing me in every possible department. But the horse that's really pleasing me is his stablemate, Riker. He's been just living a little bit on his nerves, and he's totally changed the last 10 days. I've just done different things with him, and he's really shooting the breeze, as I call it. And I thought Riker had a great winning chance.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Can Ondina go on with the job in Adelaide?
Can she ever? She is absolutely thriving. Talk about that. There's a group of fillies that raced this week at Warwick Farm, and they're very similar. There were three fillies in one race because there are not enough fillies races for these over 1,600 metres. And I said to John Massara the other day that the programming people at New South Wales have to really get on and address these expensive fillies that are bought by so many of the people, and they wallow in the trainer's yard because we haven't got the races to put them in. And I've got to take on Dina to Adelaide. She would have otherwise been racing up here. And three fillies ran in the same race on Wednesday because they cancelled the Saturday meeting and everybody locked down meeting. There aren't enough to take up the
But we'll get rid of Gay, and I'm not too sure where this terrible interference is coming from. Our technical staff are certainly on it. It's gone now, so I don't know. Are you there, Mike?
No, yeah, I'm here.
You're there. I really don't know where that's coming from, whether it was Gay's phone, but...
I think it was a dishwasher.
Yeah, it could have been. It could have been, but it was certainly giving something to my eardrums like many of our listeners.
I thought it was just me.
No, I could definitely... We all heard it, Ron. Don't worry. We all heard it. So if we don't have it back, we know it's Gay's phone. We'll wait and see what happens in the next little while.
Gee, you punted it quick.
Hey?
You punted it quick.
Well, I had to, because I couldn't... an era. I don't think anyone could hear her. So we'll just...
she was going on one of those, I won't call it a rant, but it was one of those things we like to hear from Gay where she's making a point too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no one could hear her, Ron, so I think that was the problem. But anyway, we'll wait and see what happens, and hopefully we don't get that shocking interference back again. We can tell you that today's Hilston race meeting has been postponed due to overnight rain and unsafe state of the track. So Hilston is off today, and if you're looking at the Victoria form, Benalla, a tab meeting down there, is off today also. No additionals. We're sitting on six earlies. Just before we take a break, we're going to have a chat with Joe Pride. We'll see how the phone lines go here, Ron, and see whether it's our phone system. Good morning to you, Joe.
Morning. It's all clear out here, mate. God's country.
I wouldn't expect anything else from
no. That. Well, we just had some shocking interference online, so we're hoping that everything's all right. You must be looking forward to today.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've woken up in a positive mood, which is always good.
Yep.
Well, let's start from the top, Joe. Open book. Showed promise early in his career. What has he shown you?
Okay, so super track worker. Good trial before he went to the races. Pulled up with a fair bit of heat distress that day. Failed at Randwick, and I'm happy to put the run down to that because I thought his run the other day was very good. He was luckless. The winner knocked him over. Sort of picked himself back up and got to the line well. And, I mean, getting a line through that horse, it's a very short price favourite to win today, and we're sort of... five or six times the odds, so I think he's going really well.
Yeah, do you expect him to be a lot closer in the run today?
Yeah, from a good draw he will be, yeah.
Okay. Destiny's Kiss, could he improve at 2,000 metres today, race 5?
He was really disappointing the other day and sort of struggling to come up with any explanation. Craig Williams said to me, got off, and he said, if I didn't know this horse's form, I'd tell you he doesn't handle wet track. So, and I have had a little bit of feedback, you know, through the carnival with this Randwick track, so... if I can forgive him that, he's in this race.
Okay. The all-aged, Terry Vista. Can you see him racing closer from that draw today?
Yeah, he'll definitely take up a more handy position. I wouldn't want to bustle him. Dewey never wants to bustle him either. So, but we would definitely be closer in the run than what we were the other day. And that hopefully having a little bit of a head start is obviously to our advantage.
Okay, and are you happy with the way he's training on?
Yes, yeah, super. Really, really. I was looking for an excuse to give him out after his run the other day because I thought it was disappointing. And I haven't seen anything but positive signs from him since. He paraded terrific the other day. I couldn't have been happy with him. I've never been so confident going into a Group 1, not so much the days leading up to it, but just when I saw him go to the gate and he just looked magic. And I thought, he can't get beat this horse. And it disappointed me that he did. So, but we're here with another opportunity today. They're not they're not machines. They can't do it every time you want them to. So
you like fiddling with the gear, and you've put a tongue tie on him today. Has he had one of them on before?
I have. No, he had, only in track work. He's a horse who, bit of a family trait actually. He's always sort of sucking that tongue back and getting into some awkward positions. I don't know. It just sort of looked like the other day he ran out of gas, and he was over 3 weeks between runs, so that may be the explanation. But I just sort of thought it was a safe thing to do, just put a tongue tie on him and just be sure that he's getting the oxygen he needs.
Laser Hawk in the same race. He's freshened up since the Newcastle and the Newmarket, which he won. His trial was brilliant the other day.
Was. As soon as he saw something to chase, he was in it. Not to be underestimated, this horse. He's a top class horse, but this is a very good race, and at a distance where, look, he's been successful, but clearly it's not his best distance. I think what I've learned about this horse in time he's been here is that he just does not want to be cluttered up, not one bit. He needs room, and we'll ride him today just to suit that pattern. You know, just give him as much room as he needs. It doesn't matter if he sits four and five deep. He wants galloping room. Mm.
Race 7, this looks a good race. Rock Sturdy, 3 trials to prepare for this. Could he upset and drawing track or suit him?
Yeah, of course he could. I'm not a price assessor, but I think he's well over the odds. I think he's a horse who's had his 3 trials without his blinkers on. He gets them back on today, and he grows a lead with them on. So, very good. He's clearly a good horse. He won a Group 2 before he went to the paddock. Race is well fresh, and I expect a good run from him today.
Mm. Rain Affair will go out and do his thing.
Yeah, he looks probably to fly solo. I couldn't imagine they'd want to put too much pressure on us with our boy Malachi, and that sort of gives him a reasonably easy lead. Not that he wants an easy lead. He always goes along at a good tempo, so I think everyone will get their chance behind him.
Target in sight, loves the Randwick 1200, and she's sure to be running on.
Yeah, definitely. He's in terrific order. He's got 3 weeks between runs. As I said, his form at Randwick is impeccable. He's in good nick, and I expect a good run from him.
Craftiness is an interesting horse. He's obviously got untapped potential. He looked a little bit at sea on the soft track there at Durban last time.
He was. But he's sort of a little bit like that on the fresh side. He's kind of a busy horse. He doesn't quite know what to do with himself. And if you look at his run first up at Warwick Farm last time, when he was beaten by Religify, you saw something similar. Scrambled a little bit, didn't quite know what to do. With that run under his belt and a trial, I expect him to run really well. I'm very happy I've given him that trial. I just think first time 1200, with that run and the 2 trials under his belt, he's in really good order. And as you say, he's the untapped one. It's hard to line him up, but all you can do is win, and that's what he's been doing.
Have you got an issue with the 1200 with him?
No, not at all. No, I was keen to get in there last pepper. I just couldn't find a race for him. I think he'll run further than 1200. I'm sort of eyeing off some races in Brisbane over further. So, but it realistically, it's his first time at it, so it's always interesting to see how they adapt.
What is your Brisbane team? You got a couple of horses, you know, early in the preps here.
Yeah. Look, I'd say Rock Sturdy, Craftiness, Rain Affair could go up. Target and Sight's not out of the mix there. Laser Hawk, Ball of Muscle. You know, there's quite a few that are on the list there. It's just a matter of them performing over the next few weeks, and you know, we can take them.
Beautiful. Good luck today, Joe.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate. Joe Pride running through his runners. We've now got final scratchings, 6 of them for the program out at Royal Randwick. Schweppes All Age Stakes Day. A soft 6, penetrometer 5.61, following a heavy dew in particular. Race 1, number 5, Road to Summer, number 5. Race 2, number 3, Farolitos and 10, Miss Interiors, 3 and 10. Races 3 and 4 are clear. Race 5, number 7, Corkum has come out, number 7. Races 6 and 7 are clear, and race 8, number 9, Snippets Land, and 13, Goldstone, 9 and 13. A soft 6 and 6 scratchings for Randwick. More interviews in a moment. It's 26 to 8.
Sky Sports Radio takes you harness racing 7 days a week and presents the best from Tabcorp Park, Menangle.
Some bow-tied brilliance here today. He'll go back-to-back, all right. He's making a mess of them. Bow-tied, absolutely brilliant.
Sunday afternoon, April 26th, the best will return with dual Inter-Dominion champion Bow-tied set to strut his stuff in the Len Smith Mile. Can he create record times, or will there be an upset? Get yourself trackside or stay tuned to your harness racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
4X Gold Hawkesbury standalone Saturday is going to be huge. With three group races and $1 million in prize money. Be trackside when Hawkesbury Race Club hosts Sydney's only race meeting Saturday, May 2.
With free entertainment, giveaways, promotions and guest appearances, it's a day you won't want to miss. Hawkesbury is right at Clarendon Station and entry is free for children, pensioners and members of Blacktown Workers, Panthers, Richmond Club and Tab Rewards.
Major races, major prizes, major fun at Hawkesbury's standalone Saturday, May 2.
Hi punters, James Cummings here, home of racing.com.au, powered by the New South Wales Trainers Association, is the place to go for your carnival news, straight from the horse trainer's mouth.
You'll hear all about the carnival stars, reports from respected journalist Craig Young, autumn carnival updates, breeding news and Asian racing makes the website a must.
This carnival, check out homeofracing.com.au and stay ahead of the game.
homeofracing.com.au.
Harvey Norman's first ever clearance outlet is now open. It's at Mascot in Sydney, full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, cheap, cheap and price to clear. Fridges, washers, air conditioning, TV, computers, furniture and outdoor bedding, flooring and lots, 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 lots more. You'll love the savings at Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy the weekend life? If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. Come on, you deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. 1-300-107-155 or go to their webpage over the weekend. CapitalDebtSolutions.com.au.
With all the breaking news and everything you need to know for a successful day's punting on Sky Sports Radio, this is Racing HQ Saturday.
Three minutes to eight. I reckon that music will have Duff up and about this morning. Gee, it's loud, but it just gets you going on a Saturday, Duff.
Yeah, look, I don't need music to get me going.
Come on.
Saturday, just to pick up the fields, and that'll get me going, Andrew.
Come on, Duff.
And look at this all-age stakes. That gets me going.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Cheryl's glad about that, too. Brett Devine.
Cheryl's just locked the door.
She has.
She might bring the coffee in at 8 o'clock. She's a bit, I hope she's not late.
Brett Devine joins us from the Australian Turf Club. Morning, Brett.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew, Ronnie, Michael and all the punters out there. And, gee, that's a bit of a thought at 7.30 in the morning, isn't it?
No, it's a bit early.
Around in the stalls.
No, a bit early for me, but looking forward to this. He's pumped about the Schweppes all-aged, so he should be, and the champagne and the hallmarks, a terrific race. And we've got plenty of attractions on a really good fun day for the family.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. Schweppes Stakes Day, and it's fantastic to see the weather's cleared and there's not much rain about at all. A great opportunity for families to get out there on the last weekend of the school holidays, and Mum and Dad are looking for plenty of free family entertainment, and it's all there at Royal Randwick today. We'll have a jumping castle from 11 a.m. on the octagonal lawn. There'll be face painters, airbrush tattoo artists, an arts and crafts corner, all free for the kids throughout the afternoon. The jumping castle from 11 and the rest from midday to about 4 o'clock. And the kids have also got their chance to shine in the fashion stakes today. There's a junior fashion stakes with three divisions, under 6s, under 10s and under 15s. The winners are all in the running for family passes to Taronga Zoo. So another fantastic Sydney prize there. Of course, all children are admitted to Royal Randwick. Under 18 are admitted free. So all this stuff out there for the families to get out and really have some fun and celebrate this last weekend of school holidays and the autumn racing carnival. And the buses, free buses run back to Central Station after the races. Of course, they run from Eddy Avenue at Central Station of a morning. You might have a ticket there, but free buses to get home of an afternoon back to Central if everyone wants to get home on the trains. It's been a fantastic 8 weeks, Andrew, and really looking forward to celebrating on and off the track Schweppes Stakes Day today.
Yeah, for sure. And just a brief mention too, we're back at Randwick next week, and it certainly we're hearing so much about it for the obvious of the 100th anniversary of Australia's involvement in World War One, that Anzac Day will be at Royal Randwick next week, and I know that you'll have many ceremonies out there next Saturday as well.
Yeah, there's a lot to offer there, Andrew, next week, and all the ex-servicemen and current service ex-men and women, of course, will be admitted free to Royal Randwick. A massive day in Sydney, and a load of exhibitions on out there. Royal Randwick and the ATC and the former clubs have had a lot of history with the war, and so there'll be a lot of stuff out there and plenty of offers that we'll talk about through the week. But all those ex-servicemen and women, after the marches and the solemn ceremonies of the morning, can come out and enjoy those links with the racecourse.
Good on you, Brett. We'll enjoy today, first of all, Schweppes All-Age Stakes Day out at Randwick. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to everybody.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Peter Moody now joins us to talk about his runners, particularly for us at Randwick. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, boys.
Mate, I guess you've been waiting on the weather check all week with Dissident. You've obviously decided to run.
Yeah, well, we've had the last 48 hours has been pretty good, and, good morning forecast here, so looking forward to maybe even improving slightly more,
It might end up a perfect track for him, Pete. Look, the only time he was on a heavy track, admittedly, was in a very heavy Doncaster, wasn't it?
Exactly. No, I think he should be well placed today. Probably, hopefully, race genuine dead by lunchtime, and should give every horse their chance.
Are you going to be positive and go forward on him?
I'll leave that up to Jimmy, but I would, that seems to be his general pattern, and he responds well to that. So, we're not looking at trying to carve ourselves up or set it up for something else, but he goes at a good solid tempo, doesn't he?
He does. Is this his last run?
Yeah, I would think so. Brisbane's the only option after this. He's in great physical shape. He could go on for another season. He's going to retire a wonderfully sound horse, and no dramas there, but we're out of options.
The other Group 1 today is Pasadena Girl in the Champagne, and I think she showed that she's up to the class in the sires.
Yeah, she was very good. She sort of didn't get traction and was sort of all over the place early, probably a bit lost this direction and on the very heavy also. So with that experience under her belt and on an improving track, I think she heads to the races in better shape again with that experience. She's in real good shape.
Okay, all right. So she's only a little mare, it's been well documented, so she's coping with a few hard runs?
I think she probably presents at the races heavier today than she has in any of her previous three runs, which is a great sign for a little filly like her.
Hmm. High World, he's in good form. You're fiddling with the gear today after a win?
Yeah, he's a little bit keen the other day through the first half. Admittedly, there was no speed engaged in that race, but probably similar today where there's, most of these are going to the mile and a quarter for the first time, bar a couple, and that just sort of a little concern. I just want to see him relax slightly better. So not a biggie, but it is significant. I hate changing off a win, but just going up, if we're staying at the mile, I wouldn't have, but up to the mile and a quarter, I think as long as he relaxes the first half. And Kieran's been adamant his past two runs on the heavy ground, even though he's won or got through it, he hasn't enjoyed it. So he's another that'll enjoy the improving track. And like you say, he's in good shape. I really think this horse has got the scope to develop into a sort of good spring contender, whether it be handicaps or he could even graduate to weight for age horse. I think he's got the goods.
Mm. Okay, so when you say you want him to settle, would it worry you if that settling was in front?
No, not at all. Not at all. Just a little bit.
So you're not going to be negative and neck him out the back. No
way at all. I would have thought Kieran was a little worried talking to him the other day about the gate, but I was actually probably pretty pleased about it because he can just come out and flow to where he needs to be. Where if he had a drawn under, you're sort of tempted to hold your spot, but he can just come out and let it unfold around him, and you'd be prepared to go over the mile crossing probably three deep, and then just find your spot down the back. Now whether that's in front or at one's girth or 1-1, so be it. Wherever we're happy.
Mm. Just quickly on Melbourne, Sino Eagle in race three. She's a nice mare who got the job done well first up. Got the claim, good draw. She's at home.
Yeah, and always runs well this grade, so it looks a nice race for her after the claim.
Belleron in race four, good first up, then ugly second up.
Yeah, no joy at Bendigo. He gets a chance to atone here. Drawn a 20 gate, but one turn at Caulfield, you can do it. You can sit wide with cover and win, and he's going well enough to do that.
You've also got Beck in there, who's an on-pace horse back in distance.
Yes, a bit hard to find on his day. But the last time he met this type of race was at Rose Hill, high pressure 1100, and he got the job done. So he can pull one out, but Belts are on the pick of them.
And race five, a couple of runners, Palace Tycoon, hasn't had a lot of luck in two runs back, and Inner Smile resuming from a wide draw.
Inner Smile has the day off. Palace Tycoon's an each-way hope in a very open race. Luck will play a part here. I don't think there's too many that are unlucky to miss the slipper here. So it's terrific money, and they'll be trying their hardest.
Okay, race seven, second option, slow out last time. Any hope?
Needs to step up.
Race eight, Infitriona. What was her excuse last time? Finished her?
Can't find one. She's had a fresh and back to a mile. Want to see her do it. But she appears in good shape at home, so she's going to need luck from the draw. That's probably the bigger concern.
Runway Star, Thermal Current?
Both flying. Runway Star's, we're still working out her, but she seems to be absolutely flying and goes there in excellent shape. Thermal Current, long time between drinks. You take him on trust, but he's in good shape also. They could, find out this race.
And Mirage, he said he'd run back from Hong Kong now, and also Parolic there to get a run.
Both nice horses. Mirage was on Pace Graveyard at Mornington the day. He ran there, first run off a long break, so he can improve and is good enough to win this type of race. Parolic might want slightly further, but will be very strong late, so they can both be good players as well.
Looks a good day. Good luck.
Thanks. All the best.
Good on you, Pete. Peter Moody going through his runners, both Sydney and Melbourne. And prize money very much high in Melbourne. They've got their sort of breeders' bonus day, Ron, the Vobers day at Caulfield.
Yeah, I noticed that. A lot of money there. And good luck to the winners, as we say.
Yeah, no, exactly. Peter Snowden joins us at 7:45. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to this challenge with Shooting to Win. You freshened up and goes to the All Age today. A really competitive race.
Yeah, great race, Andrew. Yeah, for sure. Very competitive and probably five, six horses, a length of speed on the side. It'll be a great spectacle to watch for sure.
How's he freshened up, Pete?
Yeah, really good, Ronnie. I'm happy with him. His back's great. Freshened up, standing in the World of Good. His work's been sharp. He looks in great order, and I couldn't have him any better than what he is today.
Happy with his trial?
Yeah, I was. I asked him a bit of him, and he's good through the line too. Timmy Gates said he gave him a great feel. He got help a bit for a long way straightened, but he said the further he got in his work, the better he got into, at the line. He said he's hitting top gear. He said he felt terrific. So did another work with him on Tuesday, and he worked excellent. We're very happy the way he is.
You see him in the first half dozen in the run?
I would think so. It's probably a race in there not to get too far forward, but also not letting it too far away from him. So, no, good gate. I would think he'd be in the first five or six for sure.
If he runs well today, will he head to Brisbane?
I'm not sure. We'll just let today handle itself and see what happens. But it's highly unlikely, but just see what he does today.
Race one, Dublin Lass. How's she returned?
All right. She looks in good order. Nice gate to get the right sort of run in the race. Very competitive race too. It's pretty hard. She's got a few chances in it. I think she'll probably improve from this run. Got a few nice races coming up for her in the next 4 or 5 weeks. But she's full enough to run well, but it would take good benefit from today's run.
Blade Master seems to be just going through the motions. Just that jar out of the track may help him today.
Yeah, he's been disappointing, probably the most disappointing in my yard, the horse in my yard, because his work at home has been terrific. I can't fault him. He works as good as any horse in the place, but he's a colt. I think his mind's and other things, but we've tried to rectify that with blinkers on. We've jumped him, beached a lot of different things within the last couple of weeks, and Josh Parr rode him on Saturday. He said he's a different horse, so hopefully he transformed that to the races. It's certainly a winnable race. Won't surprise him to run well, but he certainly has lived on what he's been doing of late.
Nancy, she's an improving filly on the up. How's she coping with that first racing preparation?
No, very good. No, she's tough as nails. She's got a great attitude for racing. She's puts plenty into her races, and she's, even though she's not a big strong filly, she does do well in the yard. Big step up today, but I think the last all three runs warrant that says that she's above average. And she gets a chance today.
Okay, Gypsy Diamond, forgivable in a leader-dominated race last week. Happy with her at 2,000 metres?
Yeah, probably a slight question mark on that, but, you're right. Forget last start. It's just a hope that she was slow out and got back. Just really never got out for the last 300 metres, but I like the way she hit the line. She's really strong through the line, so I think if Sam can get a good spot on her early and get her to settle, I think she's given her a great chance because she's really, all the runs have been much better this preparation. I can't afford to work at home. It's just a matter of getting the right run of the race.
Charlie Boy, first run for you. What impression does he give you?
I've only had him a short time. He did arrive to my stable. He was in very good order. He looks ready to go. His work Tuesday was very sharp. He seems very fit. He's a very strong race, but he's doing a nice gate to get the right sort of run. First run as a gelding this time in, which will probably help from what I've heard in the past. He's a bit of a little fish to think a wee bit, but definitely got talent, and I'll probably learn a lot from today's run from him.
Mm-hmm. You finish with Lucky Largo. She did enough first up. How's she come on?
Yeah, really good. I thought her first up run was excellent. Two trials before she raced were both good. Looks a nice race for her, and a race has a bit of speed there, but she's going very well.
Okay. All right, well, good luck today, Pete.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Pete. Peter Snowden there with Sun Paul with their runners today. Guys, we've got the scratchings coming up. Then we're going to be joined by Mark Van Gestel. Mike, we haven't heard a lot from you, mate, but I reckon you're ready. Your pen is poised with all the form.
I want to get Ron's tips.
Really?
Yeah. I want to get yours the way you're going.
Jesus, Ronnie.
And don't forget, we should also mention that $300,000 Big Six jackpot today. The Big Six, $300,000. Yeah, well, I'm not travelling that good, but probably we can go halves.
Yeah,
we can throw the extra $300 in. All right, come back to you in a moment, boys, with all the preview information for Randwick. It's 10 minutes to 8. This is Racing HQ Saturday. Dallas Baker joins us now to update on Pro Better Live. Morning to you, Dallas.
G'day, Andrew. How's things? And I think the main message today is to all your audience, come on and give us a try. We've got our sensational introductory offer for Pro Better Live, which we're going to explain in the next couple of minutes, but for $69, you're not locked into anything. If you don't like it, you can opt out after the first week. But we don't expect you to opt out because we expect you to have a sensational experience like everybody who jumped on board did last week.
All right, so what do they get? Explain what Pro Better Live is all about.
Basically, what we're trying to do, Andrew, is bring all the punters that want to have a real crack at making money from the game and being a winning punter. We really want to turn them into that. So what you get from Pro Better Live is two sets, one for Sydney, one for Melbourne. They both include a full professional market. It's based around Darren Potter's work, and we've mentioned Darren Potter all over the carnival. He is just in freakish form and continues to be so. So you get the set for Melbourne, the set for Sydney, which has prices, comments on the horses, and most importantly, the staking plans. So the staking plans get updated through the afternoon on our unique feature, which is the chat room. Now, this is where we can really, really take you to another edge, because normally you issue a set in the morning and then there it is and it doesn't change. This is liquid. You've got the ability to actually contact us all through the afternoon if you've got any questions. It's just like our own little mini Twitter world that we've got going on, but only for limited access to people who are in Pro Better Live. You'll get updates from the mounting yards. You'll get the real important betting trends. Some horses blow and it doesn't mean anything. Other horses that blow means a lot, or vice versa, we form. We're really on top of that. Who's backing what from the ring? We've got presences on both Sydney and Melbourne tracks to be able to provide all this information. So you're getting the full gambit of professional information that most of the professional punting houses are using to profit seriously from racing. And that's what you can do by doing this, and that's what we promise to deliver.
You got a special offer price of $69, and you get the original information for Sydney and Melbourne at early morning, and then through the afternoon.
Yeah, pretty much now, Andrew. Like, when I get off the phone now, I'm pretty sure Darren will send the finalised set through, and you'll probably have the sets for both Sydney and Melbourne within the next half an hour. That's the basis. And then with the chat room, we probably kick that off, depending on how quickly I get the work done. Kick that off. I'll have a bit of a look at the track when I get to Randwick from about 9:30, and then we'll be at any horses we expect to firm, some of the early trends in the betting. We'll be bringing you that all throughout the morning, and yeah, any questions you need, shooting them through. So you get the sets about, as I said, in a half an hour, and then the chat room really kicks off, and we had some great interaction with everybody last week, and we encourage everybody to jump on board and ask us the questions, because we're all there, and if we're not there, we'll find out. So that all goes all throughout the day, and hopefully we can, at the end of the day, we can draw the line and say, here you go, everybody, here was another winning set. But it's all about, not just this week, it's about the whole process over it. Three-monthly, six-monthly, 12-monthly thing. But as I said, if you don't like it, you're not locked into anything. It's $69 for this week. you can just move on, but we're pretty sure you're going to have a pretty good experience with it. And right across the board today on the Punter Show, we are very, very confident. This is our day, Andrew. We'll nail this into the carnival, and hopefully it'll be really, really distilled through ProBetter Live.
Good on you, Dallas. Dallas Baker joining us there. You can go to their webpage, probetter.com.au. That's better, B-E-T-T-A, probetter.com.au. Time now for all of the tap scratchings. Let's start at Randwick. A soft 6, penetrometer 5.61. There's going to be a nice fine day and some late rain forecast around 6 o'clock. Race 1, number 5, Road to Summer is out, number 5. Race 2, number 3, Farolitos, and 10, Miss Interiors, 3 and 10. Races 3 and 4 are clear. Race 5, number 7, Corkum, number 7. Races 6 and 7 are clear. And race 8, 9, Snippetsland, and 13, Goldstone, 9 and 13. That's the information for Randwick. For Kembla Grange, it's fine and a heavy 8. The rail is at 3 metres. They copped 20 mils yesterday. Race 1, take out One Lady Fleetfoot, number 5. Race 1, number 5. Race 2, number 5, Manhattan Road, 8, Dark Day, 12, Macedonian Princess, and 13, Shripchenko, 5, 8, 12, and 13. The 3rd, number 4, Queen Misty, number 4. Race 4, number 2, Ready to Provide, and 7, Warfare, that's 2 and 7. Race 5, number 2, St. Jerome, 6, Istanbul, 9, Makara, and 10, Dashing Bella, 2, 6, 9, and 10. Race 6, number 6, The Artist, number 6. Race 7, 7, Banded Bay, and 8, Oakdale Royal, 7 and 8. And race 8, number 4, With Authority, 5, Lie Direct, 6, Magic Archer, 7, Cordon Rouge, and 9, Centre of Attention. 4, 5, 6, 7, and 9. That's the information for Kembla. It is a fine day there, a heavy 8, and that track you would think will improve given that today is a lot better than yesterday. Goulburn is our other tab program. It's overcast and a soft 6. They had 8 mils in the last 24 hours, penetrometer 5.1. The first two are clear. Race 3, take out number 3. Race 4, the scratchings are 2, 16, 17 and 18. Race 5 is clear and race 6 take out 13 and 16. A soft 6 at Goulburn. Caulfield in Melbourne. They had 5 mil in the last 24 hours, but the track is still a good 3. It's going to be a reasonably clear day. Penetrometer 5.23 and the rail at 9 metres. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 2, Count of Lemonade, 3, Backbone, and 5, Tuscan Fire, 2.35. The 3rd clear. Race 4, number 8, Marwood, 10, Del Prado, 11, Ukibuka, and 18, Novel Dancer, 8, 10, 11, and 18. Race 5, number 12, Inner Smile, and the Emergencies, 17, 19, and 20. That's 12, 17, 19, and 20 out of the 5th. Caulfield Race 6, number 4, Running Bull, 11, Durandale, 12, Lazy Axel, and 14, In the Family, 4, 11, 12, and 14. Race 8, number 12, Cordoba, 16, Susarama, and the Emergency 17, Charlemagne's Girl, 12, 16, and 17. Race 9, number 15, African Pulse, number 15. And race 10, take out 5, Hosting, 9, Mutual Trust, and the Emergencies 17 and 19. 5, 9, 17 and 19 out of the last at Caulfield. Now to Doomben in Brisbane. They've got a pretty clear day there. Tracks a soft 5 with a penetrometer of 5.5. Race 1, take out 2, Camouflage, and 4, Red Cavalry, 2 and 4. Race 2, number 1, Fraton, 6, Coupe Attar, and 9, Hasberg, and 11, Rockwater, 1, 6, 9, and 11. The 3rd, number 4, War Ends, and 12, Latini Mist, 4 and 12. Race 4, clear. Race 5, number 4, Run Cannon Run, 13, Sakuza, and the Emergencies, 14, 15, 18, and 19. Race 6 clear. Doomben Race 7. Number 9, Gotta Be Lucky. 10, One Grey. 11, Power Supply. 12, Sammy Jane. 14, written above all, and the emergencies 19 and 20. 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 19 and 20. And race 8, number 1, Jumbo Prince, 6, Trabea, 9, Outraged, 14, Excelitai, and the emergency number 17. 1, 6, 9, 14 and 17. Doomben a soft 5, they've got overcast conditions, but no rain is forecast. And Morfordville in Adelaide, it's overcast in a soft 6, the penetrometer 5.94. These aren't interim, but these are the current ones. At the moment, race 1 is clear, race 2 take out 6, Auto Drafter, 7, Spoil Spot, 9, First Class Flyer, and 11, Tarco, 6, 7, 9, and 11. Race 3, number 10, St. Gabriel, number 10. The 4th, 1, Thurlow, 3, Tis My View, and 12, Charlie's Dream, 1, 3, and 12. At the moment, race 5 is clear, race 6, number 2, Tried and Tired, and 5, Rifleman, 2 and 5. Race 7, number 3, Sabrella, and 17, Exalted Honey, 3 and 17. And race 8, number 8, Umaluka, race 8, number 8. Soft 6 for more.